Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, private parties. Welcome back to the party.
Bonjour. Hallo. Auf Wiedersehen.
You just went from French to German.
Yeah, that's just my... just showing them what I'm capable of.
What language is this? Ich ni, sanchi, gurok, hachi, guju.
Japanese.
Yeah.
And I only know that because you went to Tokyo.
Yes, I went to Japan and I like it. You'd like that was a slant to me. You only know that because you went to Tokyo. Yeah, yes, I did. I'm cultured and travelled.
You're not cultured.
Oh, ask me a question about... Ask me any question you want.
Okay.
And I'll get the answer. This is cultured.
Who was the emperor? Of Tokyo.
Judas Caesar.
Of Japan, sorry.
Emperor of Japan?
Yeah.
When? Yeah, give me an exact date.
During the Second World War.
So what a bore are you going to bore?
Culture.
Okay.
Come on, culture, hit me.
All right.
I want to feel some culture.
All right.
What was Winston Churchill's dog called?
Black Dog. Is that one?
Yeah.
No, do you know how he just got... Winston Churchill... This is interesting about Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill had severe depression. He wouldn't be able to get out for bed for days. And he describes it as the black dog. Says the black dog is always there, like depression, it's always lurking. So how he described it.
Is that real?
That's why he's a big drinker.
Oh,
yeah.
God, the culture.
It's interesting. That is interesting. Yeah, how is that not interesting?
No, it is. I just wonder where you hear these things.
When I read my books.
You don't read.
Oh, yeah, do you? You library up
there's
there.
No time in Jamie Lang's.
Yes, I do. I have
any spare time is spent looking in the mirror going, you've got this. Look at you. Lubing yourself up.
Lubing yourself up. Anyway, hello, private parties. Welcome back to another episode on your Friday or whatever day this is for you. Hey, say how you doing.
Hey, guys.
There you go.
What's up?
How you're feeling, what's going on, maybe you're baking bread, maybe you're flying a kite, maybe you are just sitting at home on that old couch of yours. Hey, listen, we do got to say that last Friday was Suicide Prevention Day. And I said this on the podcast before, it's more men have now died due to suicide than war. How upsetting is that? Is this terrible?
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's really bad. And so it was amazing. And to anyone out there who is struggling, should put that out there, is that amazing charity called Calm. Go and check out Calm because they've got some great things going on. All right, team, listen, we have a wonderful podcast today. We have Flossie and Lewis on the podcast today. Two huge YouTubers.
Shock.
Listen.
What?
Listen here, Alex.
What?
Listen. You're gonna rub me up. You're gonna rub me up.
Rub you up the right way.
You're gonna rub me up.
Yeah.
You know.
What did we talk about?
We spoke about dating apps. We spoke about YouTube. Yeah, Flossie and Lewis they basically created a crew. It's Olivia Neal, who's came in the podcast. Flossie, who was obviously on with Lewis. They're like this crew, and they're sort of the new big YouTubers out there.
I know.
Yeah.
The envy.
No, not envy.
Envy from you.
No. We spoke about dating apps.
You wanted to be part of the crew.
Have you ever used dating apps?
I've not.
Come off it.
I've not.
You've never used a dating app?
No.
Ever?
Never used them.
Tinder?
No.
Swiped it before?
Swiped it?
Is that what you do? You swipe with Tinder?
I think you said swipe tip.
Swipe tip.
No, I've not. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about them, to be honest.
Well, I think they're a good thing for people. One in three people now meet via a dating app.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this episode today. It's a real big one. Flossie and Lewis, thank you so much for coming on. As always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, please do click the link in our bio on Private Parts at Private Podcast. You can do some charity nominations. You can get in touch or send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. We want to hear some stories, anything at all. And give us a little like and follow.
What about a letter? Can they write letters?
Yeah, you can write letters.
Nice. That would be cool, actually.
We used to get lots of posts.
Really?
We haven't given out our address in a while. Maybe we should start doing that. Holy smokes.
Oh, God. And then we'll go outside and it'll be like we're in the Rolling Stones. There'll be loads of people going,
oh, okay. If you would love to send us some mail, we can read out. We'd love that. 164 Union Street, SE1OLH. SE1OLH, 164 Union Print Rooms, Union Street, sign it, Private Parts. Let's read out some posts. Damn straight, this is going to be a big episode. Alexander Minnan, why don't you intro it?
We've got Flossie and Lewis on the podcast next. So
if you're not asleep by now,
so get ready, because your socks are going to be off after this. You're going to need a new pair of socks.
Why?
Because they're
going
to be blown right off. Tune in.
They're already tuned in. They're already tuned in.
Well, double tune in.
Okay. Get, turn the volume up.
Turn it right up.
Turn it right up. Here we go. Flossie Lewis on the podcast. This is really intrusive of me, but I would love to. I'm really. Yes. Let me just read your personal messages.
She's just quickly deleting the bad ones. She's like,
I'm scared.
No, it's not. Okay, Flossie, here we go. I'm going to say, okay, so on this dating app, Rare, you can FaceTime them with a video? Is
that's
that
terrifying. That is actually terrifying.
Can you do that?
No.
Okay, to Sebastian, should I do it?
What?
Did you see if he picks it up?
Oh my God.
This is Sebastian.
This is stressing me out.
Oh my God, okay. Wow. Stop okay, it. I'm doing it to Sebastian.
Oh my God.
That literally just blew my ears off. I'm really scared. I'm really scared. No, this is stressing me out. Sebastian, what you up to?
So, hey, we were just talking about something before we started the podcast. So, Flossie, I get Botox in my jaw because I grind my teeth.
No, I'm posting for my first load of Botox because I do. I grind my teeth, like clench my teeth really hard like that, and you can see like my teeth are like flat and they fit
so much bullshit. Like,
it relaxes.
But it also gives me an amazing jawline.
It actually relaxes your jaw, so right. It's going to make me have a saggy jaw.
Oh,
so Jay, why do you get yours?
I have migraines. I have migraines.
You don't grind your teeth?
I don't grind my teeth. I think I get my jaw. Lewis, do you ever grind your teeth? Or
no, I'm actually au natural.
No, nothing. Face for the filler. Look at him.
Please. You can't buy this beauty. It's all natural.
Buddy, that's what I say about me. Honestly.
Turns out you can buy it. And it only costs you 20 grand.
I walk down the street and people go, oh,
Jesus.
I walk down and they go,
wow. Look what money can buy you. I remember what he used to look like before. You're like Kim Kardashian.
I've actually got, looking back at some old videotapes of me, some MIC.
That's how old you are, some VHS.
Yeah, I look younger, I think, now than I did back
then. And there's a reason for that.
There's not a reason for that.
You still like...
what, make jokes? Yes, Flossie, I can.
No, like...
Yeah.
Like,
go on.
Your
go
eyebrows.
On. You try. Do it with your jaw, Flossie. Let's
give us a raise. Come
okay,
on.
There.
Whoa. Whoa.
There you go. Does that look good?
You can't, like...
I can. I've got a very expressional face. It's not my fault. Lewis, what do you think?
It's all right. There's a little arch, but I'm worried 5 years' time there might be no arch.
Oh, like, Lewis has already talked about preventative Botox.
Yeah, but I have also heard... Because apparently you're supposed to get preventative Botox at 22. To stop the wrinkles sick. To begin with. Yeah. But then I've also heard that that actually does the complete opposite and just freezes your face.
Lovely.
I don't think you should get it that young. I think that's bad. We were talking about this.
Oh, sorry, Papa. You get
all right.
No, I do agree with you.
Muscular atrophy, I think is what the term is, which means the muscle like degenerates and then you end up with like a hollow face.
God. Yeah.
Sounds good as fuck.
Yeah.
But is it a bad case? Okay, so, but how old are you guys? So you guys are 21,
22.
I'm 20.
20, Flossie, you're 20?
Yeah.
And Liz, how old are you?
22.
You're 22. Okay, so it's because when we were younger, all those years ago, mate, me and you, because you're...
Stop putting me in with you. I'm not the same age.
You're 31 and I'm 32.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Is that old? Does that old seem to go a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. Seems ancient.
Oh, my God. I was 12 when you were born, Flossie. Jesus. I was being cool. I bought my first condom then. I did, on my trip to Normandy.
Didn't use it.
Yeah.
Didn't use it with another girl, yeah, though. Used it on himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Posh right. So what? Get over it.
I am.
All right. Over it. Yeah, you're obviously not, because you're bringing it up again.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Get over it. I did. I went on a trip to Normandy, and I went in on the ferry. You know, I went into.
Well, you had a wank on the ferry.
I didn't have it.
In the queue.
Yeah. In the queue for getting my ticket. No,
in the queue for the condoms. Yeah.
No, yeah, there's a massive queue. My teacher's all ahead of me. I was like, "Hurry up! I want to get my condom." But no, there was a condom machine in the bathroom, and my friend and I had like a couple of pounds on us, and we thought we can either go and buy some Roundtrees. In that little, like,
what's a Roundtree?
It's just so right. Oh, really? You're debating condoms.
You know, like, Roundtrees?
Condoms are sweets. They're sweets.
Roundtrees.
Fruit pastels.
I did not know that's how you pronounced that word. I thought you said.
What did you think
I thought you said round trees. And I was like, what's a round tree like? Is it some like posh sweet that I just don't know about?
It's a really posh sweet. But no, so anyway, I went and put the pound in. Because do you remember when you used to go to the theatre, you could get those boxes of sweets? Do you ever see that? Do you remember those things?
That's me. I think
I think I'm being really old right now. This is not
way too old.
Sorry. Anyway, long story
short. We have things called minstrels.
Oh, yeah. And
gummy worms.
You guys have not lived. Anyway, I went and bought a condom and I didn't know what to do with it because I just had a condom. And so I then went back to my boarding school when we got back from France and I put it on.
You make it sound like it's a jacket.
Yeah, it is like a jacket. I popped it on. It was a little chilly outside, so I popped it on.
Jacket or the penis?
Yeah.
How did it feel?
Well, that was my first time ever...
ever put a condom on.
Yeah, nice. That was my story for you guys.
I remember we did sex ed in science, and this guy fainted when she put the condom over like a wooden stick. He just like collapsed on the floor. I was like, oh, poor guy.
Did you guys have sex ed in school? No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
Our condom was over a banana.
I never did I never did that.
What?
Well, I went to a Catholic primary school, so it was very like bare minimum.
So you put it over the Bible. Protect the Bible.
Flossie's putting over a head floss. Here we go.
I'd never touched one in my life.
Well, it wasn't passed around the classroom. Here's the banana with a condom on.
Swinging
like
around.
Hot potato, like you have to keep the banana. Like,
we're swinging around with the banana in it. Woo!
Hot potato with the... Keep it on the floor, everyone.
No, but we liked it. I don't really think I had that much. In primary school, it's like a bare minimum. We just laughed a lot. I just remember giggling.
Yeah, I think
we used to watch these really creepy old videos. Like, where they would, like, sort of show sex, but not. And you'd be like, oh, is this...
What the hell are you watching? What do you mean they used to show... I used to watch Crocodile Dundee.
I went to porn school, yeah. Though.
I remember we had to colour in sketches of people having sex.
What?
That's surely illegal.
like a dot to dot, and then you have to fill in the colours.
So how old are you at this point?
I'm 11.
You're 11. Okay. And someone says, here's some porn. Can you colour it in?
Yeah.
No, you're lying.
Applying cartoon pornography to 11-year-olds.
We every single year. It was like you kind of start having like the rabbits and stuff. That's kind of sex ed, right?
What the hell is the rabbits?
Did you
breed rabbits?
I think we had caterpillars and then we have rabbits.
Was this a Catholic school?
Yeah.
The birds and the bees, literally. Like, what
is
going on?
It broke us into it. Like it was this some huge like load to bear on a poor child that people have sex.
Yeah, watching rabbits shagging is pretty weird.
No, we wouldn't watch them, but it would be like you'd learn about... You have like pictures of rabbits doing the do when you were like 9.
Yeah.
And then by the time you were 11. No, I think it was caterpillars maybe at 9. And then that's rabbits young. At 10. And then humans at 11. And so we'd have these booklets that we had to work through.
Humans at 11.
Humans. And then
no more shagging bunnies. You knew
so right. I think they're ready for the humans now.
Yeah. Bring in the humans.
And we had to like colour in these booklets. You're colouring cute little fluffy rabbits and green.
Do you still have? Do you still have the booklet?
I don't think I do.
This also sounds like something that would be leaked to the Daily Mail and like would be on some article and get your school shut down.
Yeah.
What is this? This is really strange.
Yeah.
It's like these little drawings, these like black and white drawings, and we'd have to colour them in. Then comes the humans out. There comes out the flesh colour pencils.
We used to get videos of like. Like there used to be like these massive dramatized videos about sending like nudes.
These like massive dramatized sex and, like, videos.
Talking to people online, and it was like this 12-year-old girl those. Would go, and they would terrify us. Like we all like leave like, in silence and have nightmares about it.
But it was like that one girl, it was like Lucy or something, and she was like brutally murdered and like held hostage.
What the hell goes on in schools now? I need to know. So you're in school, and they're showing you a video of a poor girl called Lucy who met some stranger online, and then she was brutally murdered.
Mine didn't take that turn. Maybe it was like alternate endings.
They were all like, yeah,
for the counties, like each county had a different ending.
And up next, we've got some foxes shagging.
They used to tell us to like set our Facebook usernames into codes. And just give our codes to our friends. Fuck off. It's not going to happen.
God, do you know what is so scary for you guys, especially for younger generation now, is that when we were younger, we had none of this. So mobile phones we just had, but you could just text. My first mobile phone, God, this is really showing me.
Your sex ed was theatre, wasn't it? They had to do it in theatre. Yeah, TVs didn't exist.
Live simulation.
Yeah, act it out. Do it. Go on, have fun. No, I remember I was so scared about having sex because I didn't know where anything went. It's true. I didn't know where anything went. And my friend, a guy called Rupert, I was about to say his surname, Haddon, said it. He gave me a pornographic magazine and he showed me all the places where things go. And I just still thought, how on earth does that work out? I just didn't understand. So nowadays, I don't know where I'm going with this tangent.
Have you worked it out yet?
I think I've worked it out now. but at the beginning, you don't. But the difference is, anyway, when we were growing up, we had, you know, magazines and stuff like that. But you guys had so much more to worry about mobile phones and internet and Facebook and social media and stuff like that. And now it's like, you know, there's forums now at school where people can write on and say things have happened and stuff. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I mean, they're quite funny if they're harmless. Like, the schools kind of have their own meme pages. But they used to be, like, so-and-so's the biggest, fattest slag in the year.
I had that at uni. There was a Gossip Girl page for our uni. And it was so savage. People would say the word. They'd, like, rate people's sex, like, say how bad it was. It got banned because, like, girls were getting seriously upset by it.
We had
it
a girl awful. In our school. I went to my school in year 9. Like 2 weeks into year 9, like a Gossip Girl actual like blog got leaked, and I remember it was like at break time and like girls were like screaming at each other crying, and then the girl got found out because she borrowed someone's laptop and logged into it and didn't log off.
Oh, no.
And then the girl whose laptop it was went on to like refresh and check the site, and it was like edit account, and she was like, oh my god, like this person's logged in. She ended up getting suspended.
I'm pretty sure one of the girls who like ran the CCS meme page, the basic people would send them in, they just post them. It was just an Instagram account. And it was so bad. It would be like these memes of like, you know, a sea of men in green t-shirts, be like, put a green t-shirt on if you've shagged this girl.
Oh my god, that's so mean.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. I'm pretty sure she left. She moved to
home. Oh my god. I just feel like there's also this thing with school, and I feel like school when we were at school, things were tough, I think, sometimes for a lot of people, but it wasn't like it is now, where it's like that cyber sort of side of things, and especially that you guys are in this world now of sort of YouTube and things like that. Do you ever get it still now where people are mean to you guys online or no?
Oh my god, all the time.
Do you really, Flossie?
Well, there are whole websites dedicated to.
Wait, so explain this. So I should explain to all you lovely listeners. I said this in the intro, but Flossie and Lewis, you guys are YouTubers. Lewis, you're a podcaster. Would you say you're influencers or?
Well, we do like Instagram and YouTube, but I think YouTube's our sort of main.
You're basically content creators.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. And you guys, you're also the up and coming new wave.
You're totally right.
It's like going out for lunch with your granddad. Yeah, we're the new wave. One, granddad. Eat your dinner.
But you guys are. I would say, you know, there's the YouTubers and stuff, which were before, which is, you know, I would say this, the Casper Lee's, the Joe Suggs, the people like that. And it was kind of this sort of style of very much sitting on a bed and saying, I'm going to eat this cupcake and tell you what it tastes like.
I love that video.
Which I was full into. Yeah, I was really into that.
Eat that cupcake
and tell me what it tastes like. But then what happened was it turned into like vlogging and things like that. And I feel like you guys are that new wave who are coming through. You know, Olivia Neal came on the podcast. She's very much in that as well. And it's you guys are this sort of crew and creating this new wave of stuff. But what I find so interesting is that you have such a hardcore fan bases, but you still get trolled, that means.
Oh, well, obviously so much. It's like, it's just like such a standard now, I think.
Mm.
But it can get so scary. Like, I've got people with my address online, like, posting about where I live, and it's like really...
What? Yeah.
Do you find it hard, Lewis? Do you get stuff?
I mean, it's a bit of a sweet statement, but I always feel like girls get it worse than guys on social
Maybe,
media.
Maybe, yeah.
But also, I don't really know. I feel like...
It is kind of... If you go...
Do girls get it worse? Do you
girls just love to take down other girls. They just get so vicious. Nasty. Why is that?
It's so nasty.
I don't get it.
Maybe it is just an insecurity thing, though, because it's like girls typically are a bit more insecure than boys. And also, too, I think girls spend a lot more time online.
Mm.
Do you think it's a jealousy thing, though, as well, because you guys are quite popular?
Sorry.
No, go ahead, Frosty. Go ahead.
Or maybe it's because more females watch YouTube.
Yeah.
More females watch YouTube, so it's just more girls hating.
I think it's one of these things where I think it must be like a type of jealousy type thing as well. Obviously, where you know, I think that people because you are guys are becoming popular and things like that, that it then becomes them that they want to be there as well. Because I had something crazy right the other day.
I mean, that can't be true because you get trolled. That was jealous of you.
Yeah, but I'm used to it. I remember the first Daily Mail article I wrote about me, and I'd just done Made in Chelsea. And someone said, don't read the comments. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to read them anyway. And the first, I was a picture of me doing whatever. And the first comment came up and said,
What were you doing?
Was this one with your knob out? You know, no, it was. I was just being a legend. And the first comment that came up was said, I saw Jamie walking down the King's Road, and he really is a short, ugly, balding dwarf.
Oh my God.
And I went, wow, that's strong. And I was like, that's quite intense to read on
the first comment as
first
well.
Comment.
Yeah.
Still. And then it got worse from then on. It just went bad and bad.
People are mean.
People are creative. I think I've been said that I look like a rat who has the sex appeal of a wet towel. I thought that was creative. I was like, who comes up with going to creative writing or something? Like,
maybe wet towels can be pretty hot.
Write a play. Like you've got like these like amazing word skills. Put them to use, babe. Like,
But how do you then? Because I think what's amazing, especially because when I was younger, and still now, I was insecure about stuff, and I think everyone has those sort of situations. But then how do you get over that? How do you block out all of that noise? And so, Lewis, how do you block out
the
noise?
Start giving it back.
Yeah.
I mean, no, because I don't know the people. I don't think I really care about
That's
it.
That's a great way to be. That's amazing, then, to be like that.
Like, if my friend turned to me and I put on a new outfit and said, you look like a rat who has the sex appeal of a wet towel, then maybe I might take it to heart. But if, like, a non-girl 206 is writing it online, I'm like, babes, I don't really care.
Like, yeah.
That is it. What about you, Flossie? How do you deal with it?
It still gets to me sometimes,
yeah.
If I'm being honest, but I think, as Lewis said, you just kind of have to engage with it again. But it's more so the sort of thing, it's like, if I've got other stuff going on in my life, or I'm upset about something else, that's when I'm like, oh, I just can't deal with this right now. So it's like, just knowing, it's like 90% of the time I'm fine, but I also think it's okay for 10% of the time.
Yeah. Totally, and also
okay.
It's a great thing that you said. I think a lot of times people try and claim that everything's okay and it doesn't matter, but actually
absolutely.
No, things do affect us, right? Mm. And actually to say that is such a stronger thing to say, because it's so easy to pretend that nothing matters, but things do. You don't really ever get
sent some quite graphic photos of bollocks being stepped on with stilettos.
What?
Yeah, when I got caught up in a scandal on...
It's not a scandal. No, you cheated on his girlfriend.
It was a scandal.
It's not a scandal.
I was framed.
What do you mean it's a scandal? You think it's like some sort of slander?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory. I got framed. Anyways, people would send me quite abusive stuff, like girls being like, I want to do this to you.
God.
Yeah, it was intense. Christ. But then you'd see them in clubs on PAs and they'd be like, absolutely fine. So I don't really get it.
You would see the people. Hang on, you'd see the people who had trolled you.
Yeah,
and you would go, "What are you going to do now?"
Would you remember their faces? Well, I guess that's quite a traumatizing thing.
No, they would come up and say, "Oh, I sent you that thing on Twitter," and I'd be like, "Oh, hi."
You like that confidence?
Like,
that's quite boss bitch.
And I'm like, "Oh my God, those stilettos are massive!"
That would be terrible.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. only from Rust-Oleum.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But also, I want to know, guys, so how did you guys get into the whole social media side in terms of YouTubing and stuff like that? Flossie, how did things start?
For me, I've been filming videos since I was like 12.
Oh, really? So you just liked being in front of camera?
Yeah, I always loved watching it when I was younger. And then I just kind of started doing it for fun. I don't even have that YouTube channel anymore. It was literally just a fun thing. And then I was still doing it. And it was like, I'd upload like once every month, every 2 months. High school, I had like 20,000 followers or something.
Really, that's quite a lot though at school, but that's a lot at school.
But in the grand scheme of YouTubers, it's like there's so many YouTubers who've got like 20,000 followers. It's not like it wasn't a huge thing.
So when did it start to, because I would say when you're at school and you're posting videos and stuff like that, and Olivia, your buddy, said this as well. And we've spoken to a lot of people, Harvey, who came in the podcast, pop star Harvey. When he was at school, people used to make fun of him because he was making these videos.
Yeah.
And because obviously these guys are jealous and whatever. But then you have to break through that because loads of people should probably stop, right? Mm.
Yeah, I do think a lot of people stop. I think a lot of people stop as well once they don't gain like 100,000 subscribers in a week, which is kind of good because it whittles everyone out. I'm always like, so many of my friends when I started doing it full time at home, like, I'm going to start YouTube. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. Okay.
And your head, you're going, you ain't going to get anyone, bitch. Yeah. That's what you were thinking.
Those brand deals are coming to me.
You know what we're talking about. Yeah. You know what you're thinking. Okay, good luck.
Yeah. All right, babe. Yeah.
You're like, proud of you. Yeah.
You do that.
Gonna do incredible. You've got it in you.
I did. So you just said, Fossey, that there were these people out there who really went for YouTube, right? And they didn't get 100,000 in a week. I didn't get 100,000 in 4 years. I got
on Instagram.
No, on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah, I got to 78,000.
You vlogged yourself every day for like months?
46 days.
Did you have an editor and stuff?
Yeah, I had an editor.
Yeah.
But 46, that was.
Wait, did you actually?
That was you just going. That was you just going. I knew it was very fun.
You should have sacked the editor, mate. Because
when Flossie just asked if I had an editor, I went, yeah, I did. She went, in your mind, you're like, that's why. Now I get it. But, Lewis, have you ever vlogged consecutive days before?
No.
You've done a Vlogmas, surely.
No, I get to like day three and I'm like, oh, guys, sorry. I've got enough of that now.
Some really big like, personal commitments have come up.
But when I first started, I was in school still at the time and I'd film videos in school and I actually had to I got pulled into the deputy head's office because I was filming videos in school.
Were you trying to film it whilst you got pulled in?
And I actually got off sick for the day. And then they found out that the day I was off sick, I was posting videos onto YouTube.
Oh, no.
When I was supposed to be sick. So then I got called into Debbie Head and they made me delete every single video on the channel.
What? And, yeah. That's not allowed, though.
I know.
That is terrible.
And then I had to start again.
Because you not just really? Lied and said it was like a week ago or something?
No, because it was very obvious. Okay.
I'm at home ill. I've just lied.
I literally said that on the video.
Okay, yeah, right.
but hang on. So, how many followers do you guys now have on YouTube? So, Lewis, how many do you have?
500,000.
You got 500,000. Flossie, what about you?
I'm hopefully going to hit 700,000.
Come
today.
On, girl.
Yes.
Come all right. on.
All right.
I'm 500 away. So.
And what is the trick to YouTube? Because YouTube is different to Instagram and different to TikTok, right?
Yeah.
So, but what's the trick to then, or is there not a trick to creating a good YouTube channel? Lewis, how do you do it?
I don't even think there's a trick. I just think I do think it's a lot of luck.
Yeah.
And I also just think you've got to kind of like just have the right sort of outlook onto it. Like, I don't really know, like, especially nowadays.
What do you mean the outlook onto
it? Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, will go in and think that it's, like, a really easy job to just, like, will be a carbon copy of someone else. It's like, oh, this person's been successful because they did it like that, so I'm going to do it like that too. But it's realistically, no one's going to watch the same video twice.
The thing I've seen is most of the people that seem to be successful in it don't really go in with the mindset of being successful. They kind of do it and it just kind of happens, like, organically almost.
That was my fault.
It's such, like, a personal thing,
though. You saw a trend and you went, right, I'm from Made in Chelsea. I'll be able to smash this.
I honestly thought that. I went, I'm pretty famous. I'll get a massive channel. Put one video up there and no one really liked it. I was like, they don't know what talent is. Don't worry. I'll shove it down their throats the next week for the next 4 years. They'll soon get it. They never did. They never got it.
Did you enjoy it?
I loved it. The thing with me, this is totally true, and you can back me up. I just love creating content.
Yeah.
So even with this podcast, even if people didn't listen to the podcast, I think I'd still do it. So as a kid, Flossie, I was very much like you. Yeah. I love being in front of camera. Always had a camera. I had a video camera ever since I was 15 years old, and I've still got all the tapes. Mine are videotapes.
It was so annoying with the vlog, though, because you'd constantly just pull out and I'd be like, mate, I don't want to fucking talk on the camera now. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, but that's because you don't have it. You don't, you know.
No.
Some of us don't.
But I get that sometimes with, like, Olivia and Flossie. Like, I will be, like, hungover. Like, there was one time I was so...
always put me in TikToks when I just don't want to be in these TikToks. Like... I look like shit. I'll be, like, hanging out my arse in a dressing gown, like, covered in the 5 deliveries I've had that day. And I'm literally lay there like, fuck off, fuck off, get it away. No one listens to me.
Filmed a 10,000 calorie challenge, but I don't get hangovers.
What's that?
What's like 10,000
calories in one day. 24 hours.
Jamie should do that. It's a popular video.
Jamie wouldn't do it.
It's bloody
hard. Is it a trend? I'm on it. Yeah. What fares the back? I'll wear them.
Put yourself in the liposuction. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, hangovers. We should do this. We should do this trend together.
I will never do it again. I felt like was I was bad? Pregnant with twins. Like, it was hot.
You could do that, mate. Easy.
I do like
it. Was it really bad?
I didn't get to 10,000. I got to 7. I got to... I said that, Flossie, and I couldn't. I got to 7,000 and my back ate. Like, I felt like I'd been...
back ate?
Yeah, like, it was like... There was
no,
two,
yes,
there was
no stomach presses. Have you ever eaten so much?
Yeah, I did it when I was a kid with cereal.
Spine. No, that's why I could do it.
I thought I was going to have to go to hospital. It was so painful.
It was horrible. I couldn't sleep that night.
Sorry, did you say when you ate your dog? What did you say?
Yes, when I ate my Labrador. I thought I was going to have to go to hospital.
What did you say?
When I ate loads of cereal as a kid, I couldn't stop eating it, and I thought I was going to have to go to hospital.
Cereal?
Yeah. It was
God,
so tasty.
Weird. What do you mean?
It was good.
How much cereal?
Cinnamon Graham's.
Cinnamon Graham's? What are you talking about?
Are you deaf today? I think you're deaf.
Is a disease. It's not, what are you talking about?
I just ate lots of cereal. Is that all right?
Where are your parents? Like, where are you stop?
I locked them out, and they were like, stop banging on the door.
Stop eating, like, you're going to kill yourself.
No, close to my face.
They're like crying.
You should have said we just go.
Yeah.
How many bowls are we talking?
Oh, we're talking like 15 bowls. I got really,
in like one sitting?
Shit. Yeah, I was like, got into it.
That?
I don't know. Enough.
Flossie actually generally concerned.
She's actually teeing it up. She wants to try and beat me.
Flossie's a bit concerned. No, I was at boarding school and we had to do these you had to just do like work in the mornings, right? So you had got given to things. One was like a paper one. One was a milk one. One was like waking people up in the morning. And because I was so cocky, I used to get the worst ones. And one of them was doing. It was called the milk one, which it basically came in this big cardboard box, and you put it in this big milk machine. You would cut it off.
I remember
those things. It was something like in this cardboard box. It was like over 20 litres of milk. And they made me drink it. All the old years.
The whole thing.
The whole, and I don't know. You can't drink more than like...
And that's why you've got such nice teeth.
Yeah.
Calcium overload.
No, look, I've never been so ill in my entire life. Honestly,
my God. It makes you sick. The milk challenge, isn't there? The rainbow milk challenge.
No. Trend.
That's a bit outdated, that one.
That's my sweet spot.
Yeah.
Outdated trends is my real sweet spot. That's what I want to jump into. So hang on. So you did this... is this the mukbang challenge? Is that...
What? The mukbang?
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm like, I don't know. Lewis, honestly, it's like the funniest thing ever. The mukbang.
Jamie googled a load of trends before you guys came so that he can have stuff to talk about.
Is it the mukbang challenge?
A mukbang is like when you just sit, eat food and chat shit.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's not like a challenge. It's just like
out. It just sounds like normal life, isn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And then the 10,000 calorie one is a totally different one.
Yeah, but it's actually like you have to be quite smart about it. Like I wrote out my whole plan
what
of
did,
the day.
What did you eat?
You did not do. You didn't try.
I did, Frosty. I hate. This is what really pisses me off because I did the exact same thing to Olivia as well because Olivia did the 10,000 calorie challenge and she didn't finish it either.
You're very
think.
Much like. And Olivia's was so frustrating because she got like 600 calories away. She's like, I can't. I was like. Eat a cake.
No, you're lying.
Eat a slice of cake. Eat a fucking slice of cake.
I would have just done a milkshake.
We go all the way to Starbucks, like drive all the way to this fucking Starbucks and barking for things that make me drive to at like 2 a.m. every night. I'd be like, don't really want to. They'd be like, it's so boring. I'd be like, oh, we see this car.
But
it wasn't the midst of lockdown.
I did the same to Olivia before I did it, and I was like, Shay, you're such a pussy. Like, I can't believe you didn't finish it. And then I did it and realized how hard it is. And Flossie still sits here and goes, you guys are pathetic. I can't believe you haven't done it. Like, babe, wait until you're fucking three katsu curries down at like 11. 30 p.m. at night, crying into your rice, like
katsu curries.
No,
nuts are very calorific.
Yeah. I know.
Can you have like milkshakes and stuff? Or
no,
is that not like?
Wait.
Liquid calories don't count. So you can't just blend it and just nail it.
Mm-mm. No, you can't like drink full fat cokes. It's got to be water.
Wait, so Flossie, what did it's you get? You haven't stuff. Done this yet.
So I haven't done it.
But she likes to sit here and chat shit about everyone else who does it.
Why are you giving it the bigger? You haven't even tried it.
Come on.
I always think about doing it, but then I'm like, oh no, I've got this, or I've got this, or I've got this, or.
It sounds like excuses.
Yeah, it is excuses, but I just know myself. It's like, have you seen the video of the girl who does the ramen eating competitions? And she's so tiny, this little Japanese girl.
Oh my god, she eats it so quick.
And then she just jumps. She lands up and she just jumps like that.
What does that
and
do?
It yeah, just
that?
Does something, it makes you go down.
Oh, it pushes
down.
It down.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
Can't wait to see Jamie try that one.
I have a friend called Grace Campbell, who's a very funny comedian. And her dad is, he's a politician.
I have no idea.
Alistair Campbell.
There you go.
And anyway, Grace Campbell was very funny, and she came on the podcast ages ago, and she told me a trick that I've tried to do, doesn't work. She said, I don't know if I'm saying this right, if you're constipated, mm-hmm. Yeah, she found this out, she found out at the festival, if you're constipated, you can push your fingers in between your sort of, in between...
Your gooch.
Yeah, your gooch, oh, and you can move the... The food in the right position to come out. Yeah, she told me this.
That doesn't work.
It does, it works.
You tried
I tried. Mine did not work. Apparently it works.
I'm literally like...
Yeah, yeah. Watch out for these fingers.
Yeah.
Flossie, I think that you and I should have a date and we should do the... I was going to say mukbang challenge. It's not the mukbang challenge. We should do the 10,000...
We should try and relieve our constipation. Yeah. You do me, I'll do you.
No, we should try and do the 10,000 calorie challenge. Alex, I think you should be there too because you'd be great at it. I think we should do it.
I'll give it a go.
All right. Listen, team, that's the end of part one. You going to stick around for part two?
Yeah!
Yeah! Woohoo! Right. See you in part two, everybody! Ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Chicken jam. Meme. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.